Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Donna Finn is here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Donna's back. Yeah, our good friend Donna's back. She's the author of Alpha Dogs, which we helped her launch. She's the author of Upstarts, which we helped her launch. You're starting to see the pattern here, right? She's contributing editor to Inc. magazine, has been now for a long time, many years, started when she was only 10. And she's here to talk to us about a really important topic. Our good friend, Donna Finn, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Thanks. Good to be back.
Yeah. So you're here to talk to us about some really annoying people, aren't you?
Oh, stop.
Well, you know, they're so young, they're so rich, they're so smart.
They're not all rich. They were smart enough
not to get into radio. These people just annoy me, Donna.
They were probably smart enough not to get into radio. That's true.
Or the magazine true. Business either, right?
Right. Exactly. Well, let's not go there. they're actually a little bit older this year than they've been in the past.
The 30 under 30 crowd that you guys write about all the time, you report on all the time. So the 30 under 30 crowd is just a little longer in the tooth than years past?
Yeah, they are. It's funny. They are. They're more into their late 20s now.
Why do you think that's the case?
Well, I think that's probably the case. I think there are a couple of reasons for it. I mean, first of all, this is this Gen Y, this very entrepreneurial generation that I really got in Upstarts.
Yeah.
You know, they don't stay in their 20s forever. They do get older. So you don't have. That's one thing we don't need to be annoyed.
That's the dirty little secret that you and I.
They're perpetually in their 20s.
That's the dirty little secret they're just now learning, right?
Right, exactly. So they, you know, they do get older, and a lot of them are on their second or third startup now.
Really?
So,
You mean they've already had a successful one or an unsuccessful one, and there's
or an unsuccessful one, sure, or they've morphed one to the other.
Right.
But we found that over half the people on our list were on their second or third startup.
Now, see, I like hearing that.
Me too.
I like hearing that because when I hear that someone has tried and maybe not failed. I don't want people to fail, but I mean, whether they failed or not, but they learned something. And now that it looks like they've hit on something, I feel a lot better about their chances and about what they got to offer, because they're not just somebody who just woke up one morning with a brainstorm and the world showed up at their door.
Right. That's absolutely true. No. So, yeah, and then they're one step closer to world domination when they get to be our age, right?
No, because some kid will come along and take it away from them.
That's right. Well, what we're wondering is if the generation that's behind this one is as entrepreneurial. So it's going to be interesting to sort of create this list as years go on.
You're right. It will be, and I can't wait to see that, really, because it is interesting how the not only, you know, of course, the technology has changed, has given the last 10, 15 years, the technology has really given the young kids a significant lever that you know that I didn't have, and so later it's going to be interesting to see how the next generation does that. I agree. So talk to us. Get some specifics. Are they solving any problems? Are they just doing stuff?
Oh no, they're solving a lot of problems. One of the things that I wanted to make sure I talked about was we've got a lot of people on this list who actually make things.
Manufacturing is back in America, isn't it?
Manufacturing is back. That's right. So we've got a fellow named Zyver Berg, who has a company called Zyvalo, and he makes kiosks. In Marion, Indiana, kiosks like the kind that like you would
airports.
Use these, you know, like an airport or
malls
a hotel
and things like that. Yeah,
I love
kiosks.
Oh, great! Well, this is the second largest kiosk manufacturer in the world, and he's just 28.
Wow!
we've got a wonderful woman named Rachel Weeks, who has a company called Schoolhouse in Durham, North Carolina, and she makes very fashionable college-branded gear, and she started out in Sri Lanka and moved it back to Durham just about a year or so ago. Does all her manufacturing in the States and has found that that's
insourcing,
really,
they call it.
That's right.
Insourcing.
We've got... We also have an incredible woman in Houston named Allison Sawyer, whose company, Rebellion Photonics, makes cameras that can actually see leaks on oil rigs.
Wow!
So she's a woman in hard tech, and you know, just really rocking it.
Wow!
And we've got, of course, you know how much I love New Orleans for obvious reasons. I'm
right.
A kid down there.
Right.
From New Orleans, we have a company called Big Easy Blends, and they make frozen portable cocktails.
Only in New Orleans would they come up with something like that. Right?
I know, it's like Capri Sun for people.
How do we find a new way to deliver hurricanes? Right.
That's right. Well, that's like margaritas. They're calling them Pinot Goladas. So they're actually, you know, they're rocking it. They're, you know, up to over 20 million in sales.
Wow.
So yeah, those are the kinds of companies that people may not have heard of, but that we recognize because we think they're doing something really awesome.
You know, Donna, several years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, I used to do a lot of work with the SBA and meet the best entrepreneurs in the country there and interviewed them all the time. And I started noticing 5 or 6 years ago that more and more of these people were doing manufacturing. And so I started reporting on that it looks like manufacturing is coming back in America, but not from the big companies, from the small companies.
Right. I think that's true. And that's something that actually we've reported on a lot on Inc.com. We have our young reporter, Eric Markowitz, has written a few stories about how manufacturing is coming back. So we are really on top of that at Inc. And sometimes, you know, not just coming back, but there are a lot of companies for whom it never left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this company is not on the 30 under 30 list, but in New Orleans, there's a wonderful little company called Jolie and Elizabeth, and they make dresses, beautiful dresses, Southern girl dresses, right mm-hmm. in New Orleans, and they've mm-hmm. always done that.
Debutante stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Hey, Donna,
and I love it when I see the younger... You'll like this, Jim. I really love it when I see younger people who really know that it's how important... that Made in America identity.
Absolutely.
Is.
You are exactly right. That I do like that. Hold on to that thought. Inc.com. Upstarts is the book. That's by Donna Finn, our good friend. She's right here. She's coming back with me after these messages. 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.